The first value we would like to talk about is dignity. Dignity relates to or means that we have a need to be valued and loved as a person, and just as we are, the person we are. And dignity does not depend on our actions. So, for example, how do we treat older people, or how do we treat children? Do we respect them as a person, or do we humiliate them by abusing our power as parents or teachers, for example? So dignity, I think we all have some relation to it, and it's a basic human right that that is kind of the basis of many other values or many actions. Okay, and the next value is solidarity, and Karen will present it to you.
Mm-hmm. Solidarity characterizes us as social beings, and also reflects what we can only be through others. So it is connected with the idea of mutual support that each of us needs in order to live. And solidarity is one of the most important values for social movements. It is something that will also be emphasized, to be solidaric with somebody or a certain group of people in a society. But in my experience, as somebody who is accompanying groups and movements, I often perceive that social movements itself lacks of solidarity, especially that they have the tendency to really not integrate or care for activists among them who are in a burnout or have other kind of mental diseases, or they do not really respect the different conditions in which people who are part of social movements are living in. So especially single moms, they are not really getting the solidarity that other ones decide to fit the schedule to times in which these single moms can easily be part of meetings, for instance. So this is something that I perceive also sometimes. Yes, and Susan will continue with the next value, honor.
Yes, honor may sound a bit similar to dignity, but honor relates to the recognition of our actions. So not it's not a question of who we are as a person, but of what we do. And we all want some form of recognition, some form of appreciation from a group or from the people around us through feedback or in symbols or rituals. For example, I'm thinking of finishing my studies and then celebrating in some kind of festive environment, or having a party and having, you know, a formal handover of my achievements. So it is a way of celebrating an achievement, might be the term that I've been looking for. It's a way of making the appreciation of an achievement public, for example. And that would be the third value, and Karen will talk about equality.
Mm-hmm. So equality in our understanding is related to the rules or also the legal frame of groups, organizations or societies, so in which everybody is tied to equal rights and also duties. In having these equal basic rights, each individual has the possibility to be unique. And I can give you one example for equality, which is mirrored in the Ethiopian constitution. So there's mentioned that children born out of wedlock shall have the same rights as children born of wedlock. And yes, and if social movements start to equalize diversity and differences inside, they will not last long because conformity is not helpful to develop creative protest potential. So this is also something that I can perceive when I work with social movements, that they have the tendency, to overemphasize a little bit this equality part of values, and therefore they are really shift into a kind of idealization of equality that has the tendency to make them more identic and more conform. And yes, this is something that social movements should be aware of to avoid that. And Susan will continue with justice.
Yes, justice, I think, fits very well with equality, but it's different because it relates to our needs for security, recognition, and orientation. And it relates very much to the distribution of goods. Goods in its broadest sense. Goods could be resources, literally resources of our world, but it could also be time or space, as well as other goods. And a just distribution, we would say, is if everybody uses the goods she or he really needs. For example, just is if we leave a world that allows future generations a good life, for example, in terms of climate change. As I said earlier, the interpretation of values varies from culture to culture, and I think the interpretation of justice is a good example of that. So for some people, it means justice means everybody becomes exactly the same piece of cake. Whereas we could also think about justice being what I said before, that everybody uses the things or the goods she really, really needs. And yes, and here as well, we can come together and realize the differences in our views through dialogue and discuss what justice means to each of us individually or to us as a group. So the next value on my list is truth.
Mm-hmm. Truth is, in our understanding, a communicative construction that is created by individuals or groups in order to rely and trust on another. This fact doesn't prevent us from living in an illusion, but yes, it is also unmasking that illusion has the potential to create a new truth. Sorry. And I can give you another example. So for truth, so my very beloved grandma passed away last month, and I was confronted with, we call it in German, the final truth. That means the death. And it is really hard for me to integrate this truth into my life because it is connected to grief and, yes, a lot of overwhelming feelings. But I can also see that a new truth is being created, so because this value is also connected to the structure, the family structure I'm living in, and we are now dealing to create new structures which were in the former times strongly connected to my grandma, and that means not to forget her, but to create a new family structure, this which is also connected to be loyal to what was important for her in our relationships, but also create new connections and find new ways to find together. And also for me, I'm confronted with the question, I am in this truth. And yes, Susan will continue with freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So freedom is also a big word, I think. And one example came quickly to my mind when I thought about freedom. It's about the traveling restrictions in GDR until 1989. And we have November now, so that is the month when 31 years ago the Berlin Wall came down. And I think freedom was a very important value to many people at that time. So what is it? It's based on the need to be able to decide autonomously. And yes, we need to create inner options to decide freely and autonomously. And we need structures and laws that allow for decisions. And that allow for decision making. And freedom is it's the source of our creativity, really. But it is also closely related to responsibility. Because freedom at the cost of others is irresponsible. For example, if you think about the restrictions under the COVID-19 pandemic, which are hugely debated in many societies, as a matter of fact. And yes, I think this is a lot about how we understand freedom and how we can have freedom without being irresponsible. Okay. Very interesting value, but we will move on to loyalty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the next value, loyalty, is leading us to establish reliable, stable, and independent relations among each other. Therefore, we make agreements, promises, or contracts in which we trust. and you can see promise is just a word that is has two sides. So, and in being loyal, we can show the other person our trust and also the relevance of our relation. And yes, loyalty is violated when somebody is demanding obedience. So, and this could be also this promise part of loyalty. And I can give you a short example. Here in my family, I have a teenage boy, and it is really for me always challenging in how far I really can rely on his promises. So it is hard to make agreements, and I ask myself often how binding are these promises or agreements that that we are talking about, and also the question to what extent he can rely on me, because sometimes I have the tendency in situations when conflicts are arising that I'm so disappointed that the promise or the agreement did not fulfill, that I have also the tendency to act very arbitrary. So yeah, this is what I experience in my family here. And maybe Susan wants to continue with beauty.
Yes, a beautiful value. Beauty. Beauty corresponds with the need for creativity and meaning. Yes, aesthetics relate to something higher, to transcendence, and we can find expressions of beauty in many fields. For example, in almost in all religions, I think, and in we can find beauty in nature, in other human beings, in so many things, within our expressions of creativity. So it is, it can be something collective, but it is also something individual. It's an individual need. And if beauty becomes subjected to comparison, it becomes what we call value-free. For example, if our bodies become subject to standardization, which happened in many ways, there is no real value behind it anymore. For example, what does being beautiful mean to me as a woman? Do I compare myself to others, or do I embrace my body, my looks, and can I see the beauty in it? That is what comes to mind when I think about beauty as a value. And finally, we will talk about health.
Yes, last but not least, I would like to introduce into our understanding of health. So in our approach, health is meant as a comprehensive condition of physical, psychological, ecological, and also social well-being. So on an individual level, health means that we can live in a surrounding in which we don't have to suppress our feelings and can openly say how we feel and what we need. And on a societal level, a society becomes ill when the needs of their people are not protected. So as an employer, for instance, I get sick when the work that I'm doing doesn't make sense to me. So it can also lead into a burnout. So we are now talking in November 2020, and we have the second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic here in Germany. And it seems to be that health is a kind of priority value in our times now. And it seems to be hard to find a balance with the other values that we have mentioned before. How much freedom do we want to sacrifice in order to stay healthy or protect others? Or is the value now overemphasized in the sense that we have the grandiose idea of immortality and thereby losing a lot of vitality and sacrifice things which are connected to other values such as equality, for instance? And what about the effects of isolation on our health? So that psychological aspects, which I also mentioned in our basic definition of health in our approach, and what will be the long-term effect if solidarity stay away from the other person? So these are also questions that came into my mind when I consider the health aspect in our values. Okay. I hope we give you a short insight, or maybe you could also develop your own ideas concerning the different values which are connected in a very systemic way. Yes. Susan, you would like to say something? Or?
I think that's basically it about the 10 values.
Okay. Thank you for your attention. Hear you later.